Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You have at your service and on your side here on this program, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Stephen J.J. Wiseman coming up in a few minutes with his focus on the Supreme Court and the gay marriage discussion there, plus a warning or two on some of the scams associated with Nepal. Dr. Jack Stockwell later in the hour with a couple of different trending medical stories. However, right now, let's spend some time talking about what's going on in Baltimore. As you know, what you get listening to this program is not what you get everywhere else. That's why you listen to this program instead of whatever else is out there, because it gives you a different twist and spin, lots of different opinions and ideas. And when I hear voices like the gentleman you're about to hear, it gives me cause to think, all is right with the world.
There are some positives.
Things are okay.
When all these negative stories come around, there are some positives in all of these stories. When you look at the human side, like, for example, the people that are out organizing the cleanup of the city, and they're out sweeping sidewalks and debris right now. And the mother who saw her son on TV, and she went down there and gave him a smackdown to get
good for her.
You know, good for her, you know. Yeah. And then there's this gentleman here who is a retired Army vet, from Vietnam vet, and he went out to try and tell these kids, go home, be with your families. He was on CNN yesterday.
And you sort of took it upon yourself to tell those young people to go away.
Yes.
Are you a little bit concerned about your own safety? I mean, there's a lot of bottles and rocks and things.
Look, here's number one. I did 30 years, okay? Came out of Massachusetts. I've seen more than all this. I've been through the riots already. This right here is not relevant. They need to have their butts at home. They need to be in their home units with their family studying and doing something with their life. Not out here protesting about something that's not really about nothing. They do not respect this young man's death. You know. Now, mama and daddy then lost a child. That could be them. So I'm very pissed.
So what's your name?
Valentine.
And your first name?
Robert
Valentine. And you're a Vietnam vet.
All right, so
and you come out here and stand up against these guys.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people would think twice, wouldn't they?
I love my country. I love my charm city. And I'm an American. I'm black, white, red, and yellow.
There you go.
I am American.
Are you concerned?
All right, that's the sound bite.
Good man.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's good. All right, so there is more. There were many more protesters. Well, I'm not even calling them protesters. Maybe marchers, demonstrators. No, I'm taking away from them. We've had enough of the troublemakers. There were many more people who were there yesterday demonstrating in the street in a peaceful way, calling attention to the matters at hand that are a problem, and there are plenty of them. In Baltimore, in Washington, in New York, in Boston, in Miami, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, and you name the place. Dubuque, Decatur, El Paso, wherever. There are plenty of these problems, and we're getting to have an intelligent focus on them by many more people than you hear reported in the news. And so I was refreshingly alerted to this. Richie said, okay, you got to listen to the sound, because you don't hear much of that, especially from those boobs on CNN. So that's why I thought that was a good thing. Speaking of boobs, Bruce Jenner.
Oh, that was insensitive.
You
was
did
flawless.
Not.
Flawless. The Russian judges give that a 10.
Beautiful.
Bruce Jenner and Wheaties boxes. How many people actually kept? Why would you keep Wheaties boxes that have?
Because they were collector's items.
They were.
I have a Cal Ripken Wheaties box that I will save forever because one day it will be worth $1 zillion, and I will retire and be
rich. The Wheaties boxes, according to the story at DougStephan.com, are on sale on eBay. If you're willing to shell out a couple of $100, you can buy one. Why would you do this? Listen, everybody's different. This goes back to 1976 when he won the decathlon, and God love Diane Sawyer. She pretty much opened the door with the interview that was on last week, and so now whatever it takes to make a few bucks. Maybe this guy, I don't know him from Adam. I don't think we've ever had him on this program. I always thought I had great regard for him because of what he did in the Olympics, and I didn't know anything more about him until he popped up in the Kardashian story, and then I thought, and then, and you know, it kind of went, and at this point, $500 for a Wheaties box. Good luck to you.
Well, he's become the face of a movement now, so his stock has gone up quite a bit. Now, I would probably sell those Wheaties boxes now because who knows how the rest of it's going to, who knows how history's going to see him.
All right. Our videos of the day are aimed at getting you to think, as is most of the material that we have at DougStephan.com. There's a video today from YouTuber Ryan, who had taken his new drone to the beach to test it out. Everything was fine at first, and then the drone started to lose power, began to descend. Ryan was pretty far away at the time. The drone kept filming as it started to drop. Ryan began to run to try to catch the drone before it crashed into the ocean, and you'll see the results of that. This is the drone world, the new world of drones. Drones are here, there, and everywhere. Look up. Yesterday we were talking about what happens. You look up in the sky and you see a drone at your house. If I saw one flying over my house, I'd shoot it down. Richie said, with what?
You should
have a paint gun that I'll fill with manure.
Maybe.
You should accept the drones.
I should.
You should own drones because
they
would be helpful for you. Yeah.
How would they be helpful for you?
Track the cows.
Yeah, well, not only track the cows, but wouldn't it be, would you ever love to get a helicopter and fly over your property to assess it?
I think I told the story of two different times that I did that. One was in a paraplane that was very fascinating. I flew this was down when I was working afternoons in Cincinnati a long time ago. That was fascinating. It was fun.
So it was helpful to see your
land. Then I was in a balloon. We had a hot air balloon. There were pictures around someplace of the cows. We started the hot air balloon out in the pasture and took off and went over Marlboro and three or four other communities.
So for $500, you could get a video of your property and the cows and the barns, the roof on the barn, the farm and all that stuff on a regular basis. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, either that or you can go to a real estate guy who's trying to sell everything and he'll do it for free.
And they'll use the drone. Right?
Yeah, exactly. They're all using drones. That's what it is. It's the drone world. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Stephan, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Forget warmer climates. Baby boomers are opting to retire near their adult children who need help caring for grandchildren because both parents work. A new survey by Mayflower, America's most trusted mover, revealed that 1 in 4 Americans are more willing to move closer to their adult children. Meanwhile, millennials who were once fleeing the coop are boomeranging back to the place they grew up to be closer to family and friends. In fact, 25% of millennials have moved back to their hometown in the past 5 years, according to Mayflower's Melissa Sullivan.
Our Mayflower 2-hour Mover Insight survey helps us understand exactly why people are packing up and heading across the country. What we found is that being near family and friends is an important driver for both boomers and millennials. The increasing number of American families with 2 working parents is causing an increased reliance on grandparents, and boomers are therefore moving to help provide childcare support. Similarly, millennials are looking to be near loved ones as they think about settling down and starting a family of their own.
For more information, visit Mayflower.com.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us here on Good Day. Lawyer, college professor, and expert that we call upon when there are matters such as the Supreme Court taking on the gay marriage issue here. So in 60 seconds, 60 words or less, or however it is that you want to present this, I find it interesting that so much attention has been paid to this. What are the facts and what's at stake here, Steve?
Well, what is at stake is a civil right, and the civil right is for same-sex couples to be able to marry. It's recognized in, I believe, about 37 states right now.
Yep.
The Supreme Court has ducked the issue as long as it could, but now the Sixth Circuit actually was the first federal circuit court of appeals to allow a ban on same-sex marriage. So it's going to go up to the Supreme Court, and same-sex marriage is going to be recognized. The extent of it, whether it's going to be done that it's an inherent constitutional right, such as was done in 1967 with people of different races being able to marry, that I don't think will necessarily happen. I think they'll say that that it is recognized and all states must recognize the marriage. So even if you don't have it in your state, you're going to have to recognize it. And that, I think, is the next step.
Ah, all right. So 2.5 hours, that's a long time for a hearing at the Supreme Court, isn't it?
It is. They really are giving this a lot of time. First of all, you have to look at things. Last February, the court pretty much telegraphed the position that gay marriage is going to be allowed because an injunction was requested to stay the enforcement on a ban of gay marriage until the court case was heard. And the Supreme Court said, no, they won't stand, they wouldn't issue that injunction, which essentially means they are going to rule in favor in some way of gay marriage. But here they drafted another unusual thing. They drafted 2 separate questions, and this is what is going to be the center of the arguments. The first is whether the states have to allow same-sex marriage under constitutional reasons, and second, which I think is critical, whether states must recognize same-sex marriages from out of state. So what they did was they really set themselves up for a position where it's the next increment and not necessarily going to say that it is a constitutional right, but they are going to say that no state may refuse to recognize it. Therefore, couples can marry, move back to a state where same-sex marriage isn't allowed, and it would have to be recognized.
All right, quick second with your other hat on. You're the founder of Scamicide.com. Your latest book is Identity Theft Alert.
And Alert.
So we've got this business with Nepal, all kinds of charities all over the place. How do you know what to trust?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Doug. And on Scamicide.com today in our Scam of the Day, we're talking about that. And the thing is, we all want to help, but there are a lot of phony charities. You don't know what to trust. Go to CharityNavigator.org. Look it up. You'll find the charities that are legit, and those are the ones to which you can give your money.
All right, and check out Steve's website, Scamicide.com, dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these scams. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alright, music time. This is the portion of the hour where you hear various collective musical references that are hopefully tied together in some intelligent way for a conversation. Thus the stab at the Grateful Dead and their final shows. They are going to put them, this is something that was announced yesterday. The Grateful Dead, along with special guest Trey Anastasio. I don't
Anastasio,
know.
Yeah.
Who's he?
He is from one of the other jam bands here. Hold on.
Oh, really?
I've seen him before.
He and the Dead are going to perform five times, or what's left of the Grateful Dead. Let's see here. Three Chicago dates. Fish from the group Fish.
He's a guitar playing singer from Fish.
Okay, all right. That is perfect. That's a great fit. Santa Clara, Jennifer, and Chicago. Two dates in Santa Clara and three in Chicago. And then after they have put them all together, they're going to have they're going to do this two ways. They're going to do pay-per-view on what would be the right kind of pay-per-view. Do they have some company that...
That's right, like an on-demand thing.
Right.
So on your cable...
So it would be on all the cable channels no matter what, right?
Right, usually, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the Chicago shows are taking place on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of July. Perfect time for that. You'll be able to watch them on TV and in theaters. And then the Santa Clara gigs are on June 27th and 28th. They'll be streamed online. The Dead will offer a pre-sale to purchase the webcast for all five nights at $79.95.
Wow.
Who's
they
in on that?
They will make a ton of money.
Yeah, they will make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yep, right. Yep. Let's see here. The host is going to be Steve Leisman from CNBC. Why?
No idea.
Bill Walton, the Basketball Hall of Famer.
They're not dead.
They might be deadheads, I'm guessing.
Yeah, obviously. Walton is.
Right?
Yeah.
Walton's a big deadhead. Yeah. Anybody here a deadhead?
No.
No.
Ooh, I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah, but that doesn't qualify you for being a deadhead.
I didn't know what the qualifications were.
Somebody who's probably high much of the time.
Yeah, no.
That's not Molly.
I'm hoping that's not. Worked too well.
That's not Molly.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Dougie.
And do you have an update on Suge Knight?
Still in jail.
Still in jail.
Is he, now, this is the guy, for those of you who don't remember, intentionally killed, or at least that's the charge.
Well, he didn't intentionally kill. He just ran over his vehicle forward and then backward. I mean, you know.
Killed one guy. I mean, killed him dead. And then
how do you kill him if they're not dead?
And went after the other.
He backed over him and then ran over him again. It is horrible.
That's pretty much the confirmation you need. Once you back up and then
and I don't think he did anything intentionally.
Yeah.
He was just mad.
Oh, I don't know, because he was threatening, according to the accounts, the guy that survived, he was threatening to kill him, and the guy actually thought that Suge Knight was going to pull a gun, and that's when he just threw his car into reverse and took them all out. But what I've heard is that the guy that survived is afraid to testify against him because he's afraid of what'll happen to him.
Really? You don't need
Suge
to testify.
Suge Knight is super connected.
Really?
The video just shows everything. Who needs to testify?
There's a movie that's coming out. I've seen it in the trailers and the movies last 3 or 4 weeks. It's about one of the big rap groups, a la Suge, with bad people in it. And I'm trying to... Paul Giamatti is in it as a promoter of this group that came along.
Like
this
someone is, that Suge Knight with.
Yeah, but this is a Giamatti? Real story. So who would it be? Dr. Dre's in the movie and
it's
Ice Cube.
About N.W.A.
Yes, it is. How'd you know?
Because I know. And I happen to know the guy who created N.W.A., who the movie's about.
He really?
Not remember his name for the life of me.
Is he a good guy, bad guy?
He's a good guy. He's been friend. He actually is friendly with my dad, and he's been on CRN for a few times.
Really? Huh.
And he's a nice man. Now, did he do probably nice things? I don't know. He wrote a book, though, and it was all about Death Row Records.
Perfect. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Let's pretend that there is a weather forecast saying it's going to be stormy, and the electricity that we look at and use every day might go out. Now, what is one of the first things that we do? We run around the house, and we check the batteries in the, fill in the blank, in the flashlight, because we want to make sure that those batteries are readily available in the event of emergencies, in the event we need them. And you know what? It is the same thing in our life. We have to make sure that everything that is part of our life, whether we use it frequently or whether we use it on occasion or as needed, is always maintained to the best of our ability. That includes our bodies, that includes our minds, that includes our physical, that includes our mental. So always prepare yourself like you do a flashlight. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Information that is interesting and compelling. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, the Duggar, and Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us with a cure for hemorrhoids in a few moments.
Something to wake up to? Wow.
But also, when you get bit by a tick,
Yes.
When do you check on whether you've got Lyme disease possibly?
Get your hemorrhoids and your Lyme disease checked at the same time. All right, Molly has the story of this because of the Army doesn't want women in it. The services, the people who run it, they don't want women in it. They just don't. It's a boys' club. They don't want the women in it.
Too bad.
Well, the reality is, I find this the time that's spent on this. So imagine what you could do productively with your time instead of wasting it trying to keep women out of things like the Army's elite ranger school. Mm-hmm. The question, will women be able to pass this test? 399 soldiers who started ranger training this past week, 19 of them are women. First time this tough course has been open to women. How are they doing, Molly?
Well, of those, 78 men and 3 women failed the initial fitness test.
Mm-hmm. So that means there's 16 women still there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're moving on. Now, this is the first ever, I think you mentioned, first ever Army Ranger School for women. It just opened on Monday. Ranger School opened to women on a one-time basis by the Army. This was following a directive from senior Pentagon officials to research how they could better integrate women into combat units.
Right, so put them in there and see what happens. What was that movie that Demi Moore was in?
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Jane. Jane?
Yeah.
Is that this... Is that basically what...
It's a terrible movie. I hope not.
Are you talking about the movie itself or the story?
Yeah, well, the movie was just terrible.
Really? All right, well, that's sort of what came to mind when I look at some of the women, because they have to have the haircut, right? Everybody that goes through this has to have their... One of the things they got to do to go through this training school is to have their haircut off. So, all right. So, half the men don't make it, and there's no real track record for women. Wouldn't it be interesting if percentage-wise, I'm rooting for the women. I'd like to see more women get through this because I'm tired of the stereotypes, frankly, and this this macho business. If we had less macho and more estrogen, perhaps there would be fewer wars and less trouble. Yes, it is. It is about macho.
It's about making sure that people don't die.
No, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about wars and fighting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The top of the story.
I'm really glad that women are doing well, but I'm also really glad that they're going through a program that is equitable to the men's program. I mean, you want them to do the same things that the men can do, so that they don't put anybody...
If this guy's laying in the battlefield and his leg is shot up, she's got to be able to get him out of there the same as anybody else would be.
Why wouldn't she be able to do that?
And she may be able to. I mean, there's a lot of tough women out there that are tougher than men.
She has to be able to prove that she can do it. And then if she can do it, get her out there. Rock and roll. The more the better.
All right. Comments. 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter. Good Day Show. Here's somebody who writes, in Utopia, men and women are equal. The truth is that men and women are not equal. We are physically and psychologically built differently. Instead of celebrating those differences, many want to pretend they don't exist.
Each gender is different.
There's no question about that.
But that doesn't mean that...
There's such pressure to defeminize women. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. She's a perfect example of this. What do we always see her wear?
Pantsuits. That means
she used to wear skirts, though. She said she doesn't like her legs. She doesn't like to show her legs. She doesn't like the
way
they
look. But I think it also is a statement that she can play with the men. I think there's an image to that. If she were out there wearing floral dresses like I wear every day, people probably would say, well, she can't go into Iran and negotiate with world leaders. She needs to, because there's this, there. And so I think as a culture, we still try to downplay femininity or masculinity, for that matter.
What did you say, Molly?
Oh, I said a man couldn't either. I mean, there's a professional way to dress, especially when you're a politician.
Didn't Margaret Thatcher always wear dresses, though? And she was...
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Ridiculous conversation. What does what you wear have to do with your tough
or not? Oh, so much. With how people perceive you, everything it has to do with it.
Doug, you just changed your whole kind of look because somebody finally convinced you that people perceive you by the way you dress.
Yeah?
So I'll give you that.
I'm not wearing skirts, though.
Well, it's the same thing,
maybe
though.
Maybe you
should try it. Wearing jeans for men is the same thing as wearing, you know.
Okay. I'm not Doug Jenner, but thanks anyway, Richie.
Do you want to hear what the physical test requires?
I would love to hear that, Molly.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Let's get back to Ranger School.
Get back to Ranger
School.
The
physical fitness test for men and women requires each soldier to complete at least 49 push-ups, 59 sit-ups, a 5-mile run in under 40 minutes, and 6 chin-ups.
Mm-hmm. I can do three of those four things.
That doesn't seem like... The chin-ups seem hard, but 59 sit-ups, that doesn't seem that hard.
No, it's not. And neither of the push-ups.
Is it all bang, 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 sit-ups,
push-ups? That's tough. You're doing like an 8 or 9 minute mile, right?
Mm-hmm. The Ranger School itself spans 62 days, has a graduation rate of only 50%. So half the guys don't make it through
miles
this.
Tough.
Here's a comment. I am all for supporting women's rights, but it's beyond my comprehension as to why any woman would want to be an Army Ranger. But you just said it, sir. It's beyond your comprehension.
Yeah.
You don't know why some people would be motivated to do this or not, one way or the other. What happens if a female ranger gets pregnant? how long into her pregnancy should she be required to go into combat? How long after giving birth should she be expected to be combat ready? That's an interesting question.
The other argument is that guys will feel responsible for protecting a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
All right. Anyway, food for thought. Yes?
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, Social Security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers, cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. It was
all right. Every once in a while we come upon something that is clever. The video of the day that started our week came from singer Todrick Hall with help from his friend and singer Shoshana Bean. They performed medleys of songs from Disney movies in the style of an R&B 1990 song. Maybe Boys to Men could be referenced, early Mariah Carey. The movies they sing songs from include The Little Mermaid, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast. Stations are starting to play this, and the video has become a big hit. 2 million views on YouTube, on the web. So let's listen to see what we get out of it, all right?
Right, Gary.
Yeah. You like this? is who likes this.
It's cool.
Not bad.
Trying to recognize the songs they're singing.
My past impossible.
Can you get any clues?
He's holding back, he's hiding.
Of what it's...
Of who's singing.
Is this a spoof, really? I didn't get that out.
Kind of a spoof. Mashup.
Mashup.
Where they're combining the Disney songs with the 90s R&B style.
Yeah.
This is the Elton John line.
Who does this appeal to? Obviously, a lot of people, a couple of million people have watched it already.
Oh, anybody who grew up with these Disney movies in the 90s.
Which would include.
It's you know what? The guy is.
Jennifer?
A musician. The guy is really good to be able to take these songs.
Yeah, this requires.
It sounds really good.
Reimagine them as something that can actually be a successful pop song.
Yeah. It's an audience. You got to find an audience for this. But when you do, those people who know the music have respect for the work that they've done. I think that's a good summary. Yes, Jenny?
Absolutely. And it's the nostalgia thing, too, because the 90s are starting to be the nostalgia time period.
The 90s are the new 80s.
That's right. No 80s.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us with his unique perspective on the world of medicine. He's responsible for a podcast that more and more thousands of people actually are getting involved in, the Forbidden Doctor podcast. And if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you will find a way for you to sign up. It's all about things that you ought to know about, but you won't know about if you're paying attention to mainstream news media. So your podcast focuses on a cure for hemorrhoids this week, and how might that work? Give us a little tea.
Well, there's an herb. There is an herb that was discovered in the 1600s when a Mr. Collins, who worked for King George, was here in America collecting botanical samples. And this whole story comes out this Friday in the podcast, and it's an herb you can use. We've used it in our office many, many times. And within 3-4 days, significant reduction of hemorrhoid problems. And continuing to use it over the next several weeks to several months, complete elimination of varicose veins.
Really?
It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. And there's a nerve that just simply, it's not a medical term, but it gets the point across. It tightens up the venous system and helps to get rid of the distended, stretched out veins.
Good. All right. So that's interesting information. Sign up for the podcast at
doctor.com.
Doesn't cost you a penny. Okay. Next up, the tick season is upon us. Starting here, I don't have Charlotte to worry about anymore, but there are a lot of people I'll worry about.
My wife worried about it. She was bitten the other day.
Janet got it. This is the time when they become active. One of the good things, Richie, though, is that you'll see fewer of them this year because of the very cold condition. I don't know how much freezing.
It
only
takes one to kill, Doug.
Huh? Well, it depends on whether it's from disease.
Yeah.
Well, Lyme disease is
drama.
No joke.
I pulled a tick off of her arm the other day.
Big tick, you got nothing to worry about.
It was small, but it left a kind of, you know, a skin break when she pulled it off.
Well, sure.
What do we do? How do we follow up, and what do we look for?
Well, I assume you wiped it with alcohol thereafter.
Yes.
That would be the first immediate thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
There is another product by SP that I really like called chlorophyll compound, which is chlorophyll oil that you would apply to the wound that will trigger immediate healing. But this thing, most people who get bit by a tick are not going to get Lyme disease.
No.
And this thing is so way overblown because the symptoms associated with that, headache, stiff neck, light sound sensitivity, cognitive impairment, sleep disturbances, depression, arthritis, but I mean, the list goes on and on. These are the same symptoms you find with artificial sweeteners. They're the same symptoms you find with vaccine reactions. They're the same symptoms you find with an upper cervical compression in the neck that I deal with in my clinic. Because over 80% of those who are diagnosed with Lyme disease, and they usually do it because of the recognition of the symptoms I just mentioned, don't even remember ever having a tick bite.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember a rash. Don't remember that little hard spot surrounded by some redness or swelling on the skin, lower parts of the extremities, something like that. So I think, in my opinion, most of these things are not Lyme disease at all. But when you have Lyme disease, then you can be prescribed drugs.
Yeah.
If you have some of these other problems I just mentioned, usually over-the-counter remedies.
How long does it take for a tick bite to turn into anything?
Well, again, it can overnight.
Line, yeah. All right, let's get to the root of this. There are various types of ticks so that we don't scare people. If you have a tick that's big enough for you to pull off, that's not going to bother you. It's going to be messy. It'll dug into your skin and it'll leave sort of a wound there. But then you're not going to get Lyme disease from that. The ticks that cause Lyme disease are eensy, beensy, little teeny specks that are on deer. They call them deer ticks. And they will create, it will be a perfect circle of red. Perfect circle of red around where the bite takes place. Unless you show the symptoms that the doc is talking about, there's no need to go to the doctor and there's no need to worry. Ticks are everywhere in the woods, on the grass, on your lawn, trees. They're everywhere.
And most of them do not carry that virus.
No,
they're annoying.
They don't care.
Yes.
They're a pain in the neck and very uncomfortable. I got one on my back last year and I couldn't get at it. I couldn't reach it to get it off my back.
Ugh.
51 after.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
We're going 0900 at Jay Gate.
Whoa.
What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you be enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, long day.
How did you learn to do that?
What?
The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
You know, one of the things about these movies that are animated, the Sheryl Crow song from the movie B-Movie, Here Comes the Sun, this was a big movie during this week in 2007. One of the things that comes to mind, if you listen to the dialogue, Chuck Curry, our movie man, see if you agree with this, the dialogue when the actors are actually reading it and they don't have to learn their lines, do you think it sounds like Richie, play another clip from that movie.
TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
So, that's something that is done, just so you get a behind the scenes to this. normally when you see in a movie or a television show actors in their lines, they've been over them, they've learned them, they spend hours learning the lines, and they become a part of them, especially when they do sometimes, unless it's a Clint Eastwood movie, 10, 12, 14 takes on the same scene. So given that, the dialogue becomes more a part of them, whereas if they're looking at a script standing in front of a microphone, they might do this, for example, this movie, I'll bet you they did all of the audio in a week, and then they put the voices to them, and it just doesn't sound real to me. Is that, am I going into this too in-depth, Chuck, or does it sound real to you when you hear? I don't feel like Seinfeld's really into what he's telling us through this character.
Yeah, you might be right with Seinfeld. I've never been a big Jerry Seinfeld fan.
I think it's Seinfeld actually does.
You think it
more
is?
Than anything. Yeah.
But you,
it's
are, you, are, you, do, you do bring up an interesting point. There are directors. I think you're a little off on Eastwood. Eastwood actually is more, at least this stage of his career, when he directs. Sometimes they do one take. He goes, okay, move on. But I'll give you the extreme. When Stanley Kubrick was filming The Shining, he was having those actors like Nicholson and Shelley Duvall read their lines and takes 100 times a piece.
Yeah.
It's driving them mad. But so it's different variations of style and what is a take.
For example, Doug, one of the greatest movies for me, animated movies, was Cars.
Uh-huh.
And here's Paul Newman in it as the judge guy.
Hey, was that floating like a Cadillac? Or was that stinging like a Beamer? I'm confused.
There's a lot of animation.
I don't want to make it general, but I just wondered out loud whether that was the case. All right, Chuck has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text. No notebook paper. Must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of Inkblot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the cheap psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so, Chucker, what do you have to report today?
Interesting story here, Doug. Things are moving forward on a big screen version of the 70s TV hit show with a $6 million man, as the studio currently has a script actively in development. Mark Wahlberg will star in the Lee Majors role, and Peter Berg, who directed Wahlberg in Lone Survivor, will helm the project. It's amazing. We've spoken about this many times. Mark Wahlberg is a major force in the business, and he gets a lot of plum roles and makes a ton of money. He has Ted 2 coming out this summer.
Don't you think that's the case with people like The Rock, the people that are working all the time, Samuel L. Jackson, Bradley Cooper?
I think when you find a niche and you have good connections, like
Jennifer
does,
what's
a great career.
Jennifer
Aniston?
No.
Correct.
Well, her too, yeah. Jennifer, what's the girl's name from Lawrence? Right, yeah. She's a star and we know it.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker. Good job. Give us something to think about, and that's what we're all about here on the Good Day program. 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.